Something you have to be quiet that you realise how difficult that actually is.
Yeah.
Fucking twat.
Well, this whole thing is about us talking.
Everybody stay silent for the first 10 minutes.
And then violent.
So here we go.
Peach.
The Magnificent.
Me. Rather,
go around the room, say your names, guys.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
JJ.
Darren.
Philip.
Hey, that's all of us.
And I'm a chronic alcoholic. Is this alcohol? Is this Alcoholics Anonymous?
Nobody cares. It's not. You're in the wrong room.
Oh, I'll have to leave. Sorry.
I'm quite impressed when you actually were an alcoholic and I turned up in like this really fucking happy place.
Really strange.
Well, because they tend to meet in like a church hall or something.
This is fucking Disneyland too.
No, but like say they meet up in church hall instead
this
of
is
church
like
hall. It's like for
go away, Pluto.
Well, I think if you're in Alcoholics Anonymous, you want to be so distracted from it, surely.
So you go to the fucking happiest place in the world,
which is a church.
This is like one of the
no,
bits
I'm saying
of Disneyland
if
that
the happy
people,
about. You know, like the church people. They're all like la 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 la.
Yes, my friend
that's
David's a
church
guy, and he's like that all the time. I'm like,
church
David, how are you?
Oh yes. I know
okay,
that.
So that's our introduction about fucking alcoholism and depression.
Yeah.
So if you're something to say,
Phil's got something to say.
No. Right. Okay. That's a good question.
We'll ham screen. We get past that.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Phil. If you lost a limb, and get something attached to the limb. You lost. What would it be?
If you lost the limb and then you got something attached to the limb.
Wait, to the limb that I've lost?
Yes.
Pretty fucking useless.
What would it be?
You mean if you got half your arm taken off.
So I could find my
yeah,
don't mean
okay.
The whole limb.
Your amputated limb has now got a laser sight attached to it. But it's still not attached to you. It's not
so he's off running with your other limb.
Come on,
guys.
Okay, so you mean you've got a stump?
Or, right, okay, yeah, sorry. You've
what,
got a stump.
You've got something in. What, instead of the limb? They've taken away
yeah,
the hand.
You've
got something.
Hypothetically, you've got.
I would say
half your arms lost.
What
would you
put
on
I would say at your elbows.
Oh, I thought you were wanting to have your limb replaced with an elbow.
At your elbow or your knee?
It depends.
What would you have?
Well, I would always go elbow.
I would have. Can I have like a robot interior?
No!
No!
Oh.
You just added more
wait,
to
wait,
this.
Wait,
well,
let him speak.
I'm asking it as a question. I'm not
saying, I came
I
out of the question.
Interior. I'm not stabbing all over his question.
No, I'm just wanting this question to be over. It's fucking annoying.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I'll just get mine out of the way. I've got a steam powered foot.
There you go. On your like elbow.
Yeah.
Steam powered foot in his nose.
If anyone knows him, he's going to go. No, 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 no. Right.
Yeah.
Go back to you, Paige, with your ridiculous question first.
Well, okay, I know that the question said limb, but I would like to ask, would there be any sort of interior stuff you can do?
If you want that.
So basically you're asking to be turned into the million dollar
nuclear appendix.
So
I'll have a very expensive.
I've forfeited the place for my arm limb, so I'm going to have a whisk there, but I'm going to have interior.
Well, no,
though.
They take away my appendix.
A then. Whisk?
But, well, he's just had someone really shit for the arm now because.
Yeah, fuck you!
He's used all his money.
No,
but
stand back, mother, I've got this.
What's amazing about the whisk is you actually.
It's not even like an electric whisk, you've still got the fucking.
No,
that's the thing. So the problem is you've lost a limb, but you still need the other limb to control the extra bit you've got added on.
So it's always
John. Anything?
I don't know. A screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Yeah.
Electric screwdriver.
So
just a
yeah,
screwdriver.
I was going to say you'd have to.
Does that be fucking
you'd have to turn all the way around.
It's a ratchet screwdriver.
You need to expand on that, or else.
It's a ratchet screwdriver.
There you go.
Right, that makes more sense.
Or
running around in circles.
I've got attachments.
Darren.
You fancy
they call him Philip.
Would have
your fucking jokes are shit as his.
I know I'm getting infected.
Yes.
Anyway,
somebody be a
Darren.
I'd have my laptop
ever
attached to my arm,
which is gone.
I don't know.
Why?
No, just heating up. You need to charge it.
Yeah.
So you're literally
I'd plug it into his fucking appendix.
See, this is brilliant.
Okay, what's yours then, Phil?
nuclear reactors.
I've not really thought of this. That's my problem. Give me a while.
Okay.
Well, what would you do?
No, I just told you.
Tumors. Instant.
Steven said he wants a foot on his arm.
Shut up and be seriously.
I'm not really caring, but...
What's the worst thing you could get, then?
Chainsaw.
A fish.
Chainsaw arms, that's not really useful.
Probably
imagine trying to
fish. A fish.
An angry
raccoon. Actually, that would be quite good because you could slap people.
No, you only got one.
An angry raccoon gaffer taped to the stump.
And it really hates you.
It really fucking hates you.
No, Daisy.
Daisy. That's what you call it.
Yeah, I'm going to have a cow attached to me.
Slice lightning storm.
Come on, stop standing here. We've got somewhere to go. Come on, Daisy.
No.
Don't get like that with me today.
Telephone, because you can't put your head to your elbow.
It's just like it's just like the licking the elbow trick.
Yeah, okay. A pogo stick on your leg.
Yeah,
that'd be annoying as hell.
Well, I mean, you see what people with these blades and stuff.
Like high powered pogo stick.
Can I say something? I actually saw
my dark mind's concocting something.
What is it?
Oh, we'll tell you in a bit after he's finished.
I know there's an athlete at the minute, and he has two of the artificial
limbs
that are like the
Pretorius.
Yeah. But I saw an advert where a guy has just one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have them.
But
that
I'm
was
like,
that was fucking last year in the fucking Olympics. Did you watch it?
I wasn't an advert.
It went on for a month, you know.
Right, sorry, but like,
What were they advertising?
Well, I was at the cinema last night.
They've got an advert for Sainsbury's.
I didn't know about this person, but like, does that not like because of that limb? Does it not like really speed you up? So it must be hard.
There's a lot of controversy over people that have two and people that have one. The guy Pretorius, which is even funnier, is he actually ran in the official Olympics.
Yes,
yeah, so not just the Paralympics. He actually was in the official one. So a lot of people are like, well, doesn't he have an advantage? Because those things are springy as fuck. So anyway, Stephen.
Thank God.
I just thought if you found out the next gateway to Narnia was you had to climb up a cow's arse, would you do?
No.
First question. How did this happen? Like, who found this out?
The cow told you, right? Climb up me bum.
I don't trust it. The whole thing, it's a talking cow.
Okay, sure, magical talking cow. Oh, wait. You lying bastard. This is just a cool trick. Oh, the cow's going, ha
ha. It's a fucking
bull. It was all for his own sexual kicks, the bastard.
You just see somebody's arm going out. Come on.
No.
I'd be like,
I don't believe it.
It's a talking cow. Is that not proof enough for you?
I would.
Well, he was chucked out of Narnia, obviously.
I would not suffer
guy.
The degradation of going through a cow's arse to go to Narnia. But they said, how did you get here? So you don't
want to
know.
Well, they kind of know as you're covered in fecal matter. And they're like, oh, you smell terrible. How did you? Oh my God, you did talk to that cow, did you? You didn't listen to him. Well, I had to get here somewhere.
Also, anybody that goes to Narnia said tends to have big battles, so I don't know if it's a great thing.
Yeah,
what else you up to?
Have a battle.
Problem is,
I'm the only human there, right?
Yeah.
Don't find your way back.
See now that you've got in. See when you get out, it's going to be like from like what's it? Jim Carrey coming out.
No. Because you never go in and out the same place.
They do.
You don't.
Fucking wardrobe.
Oh wait, so you have to go back out the car?
Yeah. But imagine that would just be like, what's it, Ace Ventura?
Yeah, but most people chose when they
like,
went to back.
What people are like driving by?
Yeah, but most people chose to go back out
driving by when you're walking into the car. It's even worse. All very well.
What's that man doing with like? Oh my God.
If you were in Narnia, you got through the arsehole, right? Would you know you've got to go back out of that arsehole?
I don't think this is so much a children's book anymore, is it?
No. I'm pretty sure it went away when we said cow's arse.
I think C.S. Lewis goes, how would they get into this map? No, not a wardrobe, that's too obvious.
They were going for a nice walk in the countryside. A fucking magical cow goes, excuse me, dearies.
Is it that white fluffy cow?
Yeah, it was a white fluffy cow. It was awesome.
See if it was that white fluffy cow, would you go up his bottom?
Edward
tripped and fell into the cow's arse.
Magically, he found himself inside And all the work.
And Lucy didn't believe him.
There's just this hand.
That's the best bit, because in the official the line of which is the wardrobe, Lucy and Edmund go in first.
Edmund, don't be stupid.
And then everyone's like, no. They would have to believe them to then they all go in.
What would happen? There's just this hand come out of Kel's arse. Just this hand going, come on in. Come on in, guy. Plenty of room for more.
I'm pretty sure I'd help him out.
Said,
once you're in, you never leave.
Like, nope.
Off to the psych ward with you.
Yeah.
Call the fucking vet. Our brother's stuck up this cow's arse.
Well, what if the cow dies? Is that you, like, in there for.
Nah, you gotta go out the corpse.
Oh, God.
Because as soon as you go in there, time stops.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Because I've not read the book.
Time distortion. Mate.
And I can't bother watching the movies.
Fucking fiction, so.
It is a piece of fiction.
Well, that could lead on
so
to another question.
So time stops, so when you go up the cow's arse, it's like a split second for the cow, so it didn't mind.
Yeah, but you get fucking raped twice.
So like Stargate.
In and out, in the same instant.
Stargate.
You know the bit of the book where they're like...
Stargate, the bovine series.
What?
You just imagine the military bay with all these soldiers walking,
fucking cow, the rope,
walking towards you.
See, it'll be all right. There was this huge cow.
No, it's a small one. They've all got their guns and everything.
The guy versus ready to claim his cow's ours.
Shetland cow as well.
I can't get this onto another question next. It won't be as great though.
Oh, fluffy.
But people travel to Scotland just to see Highland cows.
I'm pretty sure they can take a photo of somewhere else.
Mm. They just get a postcard, buy a postcard from his shop.
Put a wig on a normal cow.
See, so that's what farmers are doing. Just go,
they're just shaving their head and put it on.
Yeah.
Just bald dogs running around the farm.
Go on then, Phil. After your magnificent first one.
Well, as we were going on about fictional things there. Right, if you could have any fictional character, but anything like your, I don't know, your favorite child.
Not have them as in have your way with them.
Why do you become French?
Because he's having them.
Because he's have them.
Oh. Right, sorry. I should have finished the whole question there.
Yeah,
right. If you could have a fictional character as a friend, who would it be? Now, to stipulate,
they could be
anyone, like from
Narnia,
a movie,
cow.
A book,
yeah,
or childhood cartoon character.
Narnia cow.
For example, you could have Nelly the elephant, John.
Or Narnia cow.
As a friend, why not?
Just
right. Okay then. I'm just giving you an example. Right, but anyway,
so responsible.
Yeah.
How dare she?
I don't know.
So Narnia
walk
cow.
Out on you like that.
I don't want Narnia cow.
Why do you not want Narnia cow?
Only you want Narnia cow.
She's your friend.
You can have Narnia.
I ain't got up Narnia cow. I know where she's been.
Yeah, someone we knew in his life.
Who's we? Us.
Well, sorry.
I'm closing the
door. One of my.
Hold on, before we start, can we make this a new segment? Phil's Village.
The stories from my village.
Is this from your village?
Yes, this is.
Okay.
One of my brother's friends, I'm not going to say names, but he was supposedly seen fucking a cow in a field. He also ran around our village.
Did you just say that's not unnormal?
What I meant to say that is like it's not like not heard of before. That's
No, but this guy was on a lot of drugs, so this is quite believable. He also ran around Kilmore's, hiding his shame with nothing but a sock.
After? Like straight after?
I don't know. I think this was just another escapade of his.
To hide his shame, he basically tried to create a new story.
No, this is true as well. He also ran around Kilmore's. Hiding his bollocks with a sock.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant hide his shame as in
no.
Of the cow story.
No,
he's trying to hide his bollocks.
Oh,
thanks, people.
Well, thanks to that cunt, we're going to have to find another way of getting into Narnia now.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the question.
What question?
Can you repeat it?
If you could have any fictional character as a friend, who would you pick?
I know, it's not very good.
Narnia cow.
Narnia cow.
Stephen's Narnia cow.
I'll take Thomas O'Malley from the Aristocats.
O'Malley?
Exactly, it's an alley cat. And his friends drink wine.
Darn it, they're an O'Malley cat.
There you go, there's my dog.
Oh, greedy.
What was your name?
Strike three.
But some fictional things come in pairs. Are you allowed a pair of things if they're from
If it's in the title?
If you want.
Because I'm now stuck on the cartoon theme.
No,
that you've
no, because if it's like Tom and Jerry, that comes as a thing.
No, I was thinking Timon and Pumbaa.
That's a thing. Yeah.
Now that you're on the cartoon thing.
Yeah, I think if it's in their title together, that still counts, yeah.
I'd have
it's like Lauren Hardy.
Running around Aberdeen singing a Kuna Matata.
Yeah.
I'd have Zordon from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers as a flatmate.
You can't go anywhere, though.
You can't take him to the bar.
You just go in and go,
hey, Zordon, we're all Steven!
If you want to give him a pint, you just pour it
in.
Yeah, just pour it into Tom.
That's a hologram.
And then I
get it from the ground.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to buy a TV. It goes, Zordon, change channel.
He's lying crystals.
Yeah, well, he can look up at it, can't he?
Okay.
I have to look at his face all the time. So, like, Zordon, a bit of Amber, please.
What's your
fucking orangutan?
Planet Earth.
Did
you get 3D on it?
Here we see Stephen.
Did you get 3D
Zordon
on it?
Watching orangutans.
Somebody
five pizzas with attitude. Come on, Paige, then.
Yeah. I would have our version of Neil Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, superhero. Because
he's fictional.
Because he's amazing.
I know, actually, that's factual.
Yeah,
he's not a fictional character, so.
That's
sorry.
Factual.
He really is.
That's factual.
He really is a demigod.
You know, Coast, the TV show?
Mm-hmm. History of Scotland.
You ever seen
it? He's got a demigod called Neil Oliver. Runs it and basically flies about.
Hold on a sec. Have you heard the Visit Scotland adverts? Visit Scotland.
Visit Scotland.
Yeah,
that's
I've seen the piss takes on them. They're even better.
No, they're real.
Did you see? I sent you it. Remember over Facebook?
Did you?
So one were like, Visit Scotland. It's full of culture. And but in the background, all they're playing is the original Wicker Man.
Oh yeah. I saw that one. That was actually
pretty
good.
Have you seen it?
No, I'm not talking about that right now.
But basically.
Yeah, so Paige, you're fucked there.
It's that the guy with the long black hair.
Yeah. Neil Oliver, he's basically a demigod that flies about Scotland.
You know, you see
and tells you about the history.
It looks
he
like
there.
It looks like a helicopter.
Alive
for
centuries.
Floating over, that's just him flying.
Yeah. it's not an overhead shot in a helicopter, it's really just his eyes looking as he flies
recording
over Scotland. And he knows all about history because he's been there. First hand experience, just sitting there on a wall going, nodding. And then going, right, I must tell this.
He's not a very busy demigod, is he? Well,
of course he is. He's flying about.
No, he just watched things. He didn't get involved. He didn't, you know, get stuck in.
He knew that his destiny was to
tell
the
tales.
Yeah, of course he fucking got involved, but it wouldn't have been fair.
Yep. He carried William Wallace's sword.
So for every one side that he killed for the other side.
No, he wouldn't do that.
He just wouldn't get involved.
Because it wouldn't be fair. He'd just kill the other side instantly.
Voice.
For anyone who doesn't know,
Paige, go on then.
Peach.
Well, that was him.
Can you try another? No.
But he's.
That's who he wants, John. Let him have who he wants.
No. Phil, then, well, yours.
I would have that woman from Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Lola. Or was it Lilu.
Yep.
What, with her orange hair? Oh, no, the one with the three boobs.
No.
That's Total Recall. Get out! Fifth Element's the one with Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, that's who, and she had orange hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Not her.
Give me a bio and I'll think of another one. If this is not allowed.
Where are you on about the opera singer?
I love that girl.
Yes, because I'd like to see her have a tantrum.
She is. I think he's stuck in her.
Yeah. She doesn't have nipples. Do you realise that?
Yeah.
If you watch that film, she gets cut open or she gets shot.
Yeah.
And he literally goes in her without touching clothes. She has no nipples.
She's an alien, you realise.
But do you see her boobs?
Yeah, but no, because if she had no clothes on, there would be boobs.
They probably don't need mammary glands, though.
Yeah, she's probably not a mammal.
Okay, we haven't expanded on this enough. I need canon and material.
Science. Stand back, gentlemen. I shall attempt science. Right, well, I still need to think of a fictional character, as Neil Oliver can't be my friend.
He hates you.
I see one. Come on, Pumbaa. Oh, really? Okay. Then you'd be the best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon they'd ditch you.
Fuck off.
Eat bugs. Do you want to eat bugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have Indiana Jones?
You can.
Yes.
Yeah. And why would you want Indiana Jones?
Why not? He's a cool guy.
That's good enough for me.
He does pop off a bit, though, so... Yeah.
Well, no, I'd join him on his adventures.
At what, so what stage of life, Indiana Jones?
More like Stinky Round.
Stinky Round.
Mr. Jones! Dr. Jones!
At what point of age?
What do you mean,
a 22-year-old ginger guy pretending to be Asian.
Oh, yes.
If you had to choose from
in
what movie?
Prime. In his prime. Well,
what do you mean? They're all the same fucking character.
Yeah, but some movies are better
than
others.
Okay, you remove number four, obviously.
I think he means the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay. He means
do we meet him before he's seen his dad again or not?
I think he means a mid-30s Indiana Jones.
Good.
You'd like
good
to
choose.
I'd be in the Adventures after that. So say there was like a movie after the original three.
Basically after the Nazis.
Yeah,
I went back and watched, like, because I never saw the movie when it came out, like the recent one, and everyone was...
You wouldn't have dreadlocks, you know this.
Oh.
Why not?
Because it wouldn't be part of the style, you look silly.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You teleported. Anyway, you were saying?
Yeah, I hadn't seen the movie, like, obviously when it came out, and everyone was always telling me for years about how terrible it was.
It is.
So if anything, I'll see what I think of it, and like, so I was sitting down one night and watching it, and it's just like unfortunate events happening one after other, becoming more and more bombastic after another.
I'll name four big points in
there,
it.
It's just so ridiculous. It just keeps continuing getting ridiculous.
It's a series of unfortunate events.
Four big points of it, though. The fact that they just go, oh yeah, there's the Ark, you know, it's like, what? That was such a small reference. Do you remember those old films? Do you remember them?
But like, that was the point of it.
But then you've got Swinging Indy.
What?
When he's in the still in that big box.
I thought you were
box
in a band. I zoned out.
No, you know when he's swinging over. He falls in the car because he doesn't catch the last
goal.
And then you've got swinging, Shia LaBeouf. Swinging with monkeys.
Why not?
I've actually seen the storyboard where someone actually drew that, and you just go, why did you think this was a good idea?
Because, do you know why?
That basically do a Java double take.
Because
when
they were
going to
get...
goes fast, it's ridiculous.
Because they were planning to get Shia LaBeouf to be the next Tarzan. That's why.
That wasn't it, but okay.
No,
but and then number four, the fact that they're interdimensional alien
beings.
Where it was like, it was all to do with religion or myths and stuff like that, and then it suddenly just...
Another
aliens.
Thing is, they had a great actor like John Hurt and totally wasted him.
Yep.
Oh,
like
yeah, that's right.
Where they had...
He's in one of the other ones.
Science. It's just... God.
Plus, they just killed off
the Last Crusade, where they had the cup.
They killed off Henry Jones Senior, even though he said
he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know he could, but I mean, they could have still waited.
He might have changed his mind
because at the same time, it's like he drank from the Holy Grail and gained extra life, and the fact that Sean Connery is still alive could have played him.
So did Harrison Ford, though. That really annoys me.
Hmm?
He drank from the Holy Grail as
well. He drank from it as well. Yeah.
Which means he's immortal.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's if they leave.
They keep drinking from it.
Yeah, they have to. If they leave, then it doesn't matter. Yeah, never mind.
Because the Grail crossed the seal.
Yeah.
And there was.
But didn't it go across the seal?
Yeah, it did. And then it felt. That's why the whole place went to shit.
Yeah.
Because it said this cup must not
because
leave.
the Knight Templar had to stay there for eternity to guard the Grail. But unfortunately, he's all old enough to stop them.
He's just like, no.
Sit down.
I'd have Fritz the Cat.
Really?
No. That'd be quite funny.
Just fucking everyone you know.
And also,
Come on, Fritz, stop it.
I think Fritz would, like, glass you, Phil.
Probably would. No.
I watched that film recently and I totally couldn't.
But
get
while you were
yes,
sober.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Not under the influence.
No.
And totally don't follow the film at all. It was like three different films put together. I was like, oh my god, what the hell is happening?
Well, I think that's the problem because, like, well, I've not really read the original material, but I think they were just doing, well, that's quite a good bit. That's quite a good bit. That's quite a good bit. We could probably mash this up and make it into a movie.
There's also Nazis in it, isn't there?
No, there's a biker. There's a junkie biker rabbit who's got like a Nazi logo on his t-shirt.
Hey folks, Peach here. If you're interested in hearing your own hypothetical crap on this show, send your questions in to us at goblinlair@gmail.com. While you're at it, subscribe to us on iTunes or follow us at goblinlair.podomatic.com. We're also on Twitter @goblincast.